Well, I find this a massive thing to discover when you've had what you thought were your parents and then to find out that one of them wasn't. In my case, I was actually found in a phone box in the mid-50s. And I grew up in homes and foster parents and then back to homes and back to foster parents because I was quite a difficult child. All through the 50s and 60s, and ended up anyway, to cut a long story short, I'm still to this day in my 60s, sort of, although I'm a happy father of a beautiful daughter and wonderful grandchildren who I have a wonderful relationship with, I never had any of that. And I've always kind of searched for my own identity and where I came from. It's always been a mystery to me. And I went on a real hardcore sort of a search for my real mother, who all I knew was that she was an Irish immigrant and got pregnant very, very young, 13 or 14 in the 50s, which was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. That's really all I ever knew. And then I went to try and find things out, and I got cul-de-sacs everywhere I went. It was just dead end, dead end, dead end. And when my daughter was born 40 years ago. And so identity and who you are, I don't really know if it does really have much, because I know, you know, I have friends whose parents, it just, they absolutely have no relationship with them whatsoever. So I don't know. But it is difficult, I think, if you have lived a life like the Archbishop, who you thought was somebody that was your true parent, and then find out that it's not. It's harder than if you don't know at all.
I mean, and obviously, must be quite a revelation and a shock to be in your 60s, and then to find out that this, you know, having lived your life one way, to find out it's completely different.
Yeah, that I think that's probably harder than mine. Although I've always had this driving. So, but because I have such a wonderful relationship with my daughter, that kind of compensates for me never having had any roots. And I'm like the head of my clan now.
Right.
You know, which is kind of nice. You know, a lot of responsibility. But I don't think, to me personally, that it has really... I don't know if I'd have been any different if I would have known my true blood, mother and father.